Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us to have this opportunity to share. And thank you, Lord, for meeting the needs of your people and giving them the warnings that you have given. Thank you so much, Lord. Amen. Okay, we're going to talk about America's nuke war with Russia. And I'm going to share a revelation with you, a powerful revelation given to a pastor, Philip Barnett. And he called it Azovmenia or Azovmena 1 prophecy. This was recorded back in 4/27/22. In Tulsa, Oklahoma. Okay, Pastor Philip Barnett begins saying, "I would always keep a pad of paper and pen on my nightstand so I could write down any thought or word from the Lord. And on this particular night, I had this dream, and it was amazing. With a lot of scenes, and it was very long. I knew it was from God, but I laid back down and fell asleep without writing it down. And when I woke up, I could not remember anything. And I fasted and prayed for 2 weeks what the dream was about, and I left it with the Lord. And then on January the 18th, 2007, I went to bed and dreamed the dream all over. In the dream, I knew what the next scene would be because I had seen it in the dream before. And I realized while dreaming that God was giving me the dream again that I had 10 years ago that I had forgotten. So in this dream, I saw 8 large rocket-shaped mountains, and the tops had a nuclear warhead. They were in crescent shape, and they were frozen. I don't know what that exactly means, unless they're in the snow, or maybe it just means saved for a later time, like you do with frozen things. So over the next few days, God revealed to me what these rockets were, and that there would be a war between the United States and a reformed Soviet Union, including Russia, Belarus, and Eastern Ukraine. And of course, Eastern Ukraine is where the Russians are at the time of this attack. Those rockets would be American nuclear missiles that would destroy Eastern Ukraine. The first one would hit Kiev, and then it would circle around to Sumy and Kharkov, and all the cities to the bottom of Odessa. All of the eastern Ukraine would be destroyed. Well, let me just say, warheads peeling off of a multiple warhead ICBM missile makes this picture possible. So, did the deep state steal the launch codes for these missiles? I have no idea. Or did they make their own? I was in central Ukraine, and a few days later, I'm thinking about how there's no mountain like what I saw in central Ukraine. I'm on a bus, and so I asked somebody on the bus, "What is the name of this mountain?" A woman said what sounded like an Italian word, like Azolimena, or something which sounded like it, and had a lot of vowels. I tried to repeat what I thought I heard, and she said again, Azovmena. Later, as I was on the floor praying to the Lord about the name of this mountain, God said, "Write it down." So I wrote down the letters of the name, A-Z-O-V, and then M-E-N-A. I connected Azov to the Azov Sea, and then I connected Mina to the interpretation of the handwriting on the wall in Daniel 5:26. This is the interpretation of the thing, mena, meaning, of course, God hath numbered thy kingdom and brought it to an end. I then heard the Holy Spirit say, from the Azov Sea to the Belarus border, from the Dnieper River over to the Russian border. And he has in parentheses, Kiev is on this river. All of eastern Ukraine will be destroyed by these 8 American nuclear missiles. Well, let me say that all the evidence of human trafficking and labs created biological weapons and deep state wants to destroy, of course, the depopulation. So they want to get rid of all this evidence. So they picked this particular way to start a war between the United States and Russia. So God revealed in the dream that Russia would invade Ukraine. There would be a Holocaust against the Jews. These are 2 signs that were to happen before the nukes go off. Russia did invade Ukraine, contrary to what everybody told him when they scoffed at him. And the nations are attacking Israel now. So it sounds like we're pretty close. And he urged people to flee, especially from the heavily populated Donbass area with approximately 11 million people. God spoke to me for 5 hours during the night and gave me 4 visions. The day after I had the dream, which was exactly the same as the first one 10 years prior, except I was much closer to the 8 nuclear missiles that were going to be launched. So that night I was praying and the Lord spoke something to my heart and I went to write it down and I had a vision. I saw that all eastern Ukraine from the Azov Sea to the Belarus border and from the Dnieper River to Russia was black. It had been burned black by nuclear bombs that had fallen in that area. The Lord gave me 4 visions this same night, and after each vision, I asked the meaning of the vision, and the Lord would give me the meaning. This went on for 4 hours, and then the Lord told me to go into the kitchen, and when I went into the kitchen, I looked out the window, and I see several clouds in the sky, each in the shape of cars, buses, and trucks. And they were moving in 2 distinct lines from downtown Kiev towards the southwestern Ukraine. I saw 1 huge cloud in the shape of a large bus over downtown Kiev. The wind had blown these clouds to the southwest. God then spoke to me, saying, there will be 2 evacuations from Kiev. The first one will take place when the Russian army is about to occupy Kiev, and the second one will come when the nuclear war between the reformed Soviet Union and the United States takes place. About 3.5 to 4 weeks after this war started. So there were hundreds of thousands of cars in deadlock trying to get out of Kiev. I saw this on TV and realized the next part of the prophecy would come next. The third sign comes to pass. It did. So we have all these signs coming to pass to prove that this we are headed in that direction. This paragraph is a summary, basically. Pastor Barnett recounts going all over preaching his prophecy about Russia invading Ukraine and the reactions it received. He had preached this prophecy at various churches in Ukraine where he was invited. And he received many death threats on social media. Many people thought that he was crazy and did not believe him and thought it all was impossible. He continued to preach his prophecy. The end of 2013 comes around and a revolution begins in Kiev, and then early war begins. The then president, Yanukovych, of Ukraine made a public plea on Russian television for Russian troops to invade Ukraine. Yanukovych requests came before the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine, which had already resulted in thousands of deaths. He shares how the governor of the Donbass region in Ukraine had made a plea on Russian national television for President Putin to intervene and destroy the fascists who are ruining this country and killing children. True. My family and I left Ukraine after God had given me 17 dreams urging us to return home in the United States. The fighting began in Donbass after President Yanukovych had requested the Russians to come in and take Ukraine. Donbass is where all the mineral resources in the industry and the metal industries are at in Ukraine. And this is what the Azov Mina prophecy in 2007 said would happen. These things began in 2014, 7 years later. A man contacted me from Ohio who had watched the Azov Mina prophecy in 2007, and he was living in Kiev at the time, and the Holy Spirit spoke to him that this is true. This war is going to happen. Russia is going to invade Ukraine. And he told me he moved to Lviv in western Ukraine and then thought that wasn't far enough away, and he needed to move to America. So they're now in Ohio because he believed the prophecy. And another family who heard the prophecy and believed it moved their family to California, and they escaped the invasion of Russia. Many thousands of people who heard this prophecy, including many Jews, were saved because they moved before Russia invaded. Amos 3 and 7 says, "Surely the Lord will do nothing except he reveal his secret unto his servants, the prophets." God told me that I could not leave anything out of this prophecy, and I can't add anything to it. He said, "If you preach it just the way I gave it to you, I will give you more." He told me that I needed to share these prophecies, and not just in Ukraine, but to many other countries. So next I'm going to share now about the nuclear war that is coming to America. What states and cities that will be destroyed, and what states and cities that will not be destroyed. He doesn't share cities not destroyed in this particular video, so we're not including that. So in Azov Mina, one prophecy, God put me on a building in Mobile, Alabama. As I'm on this building, I see, like in a vision, Russian ICBM missiles coming across Canada to America. I could see from the Rocky Mountains all the way to the East Coast. From where I was standing, I couldn't see Florida, and I couldn't see anything on the west side of the Rocky Mountains. The first ICBM to hit America destroyed Chicago. The next one hit Milwaukee, Wisconsin. But it was way up in the air. It didn't come down lower in the air, but was way up in the atmosphere, where it blew up over Milwaukee. Well, this would, of course, destroy Milwaukee and EMP a large portion of the country. The next one I see hits Cleveland, Ohio, and then St. Louis, Missouri, Memphis, Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, in New Orleans, Louisiana, then Little Rock, Arkansas, Denver, Colorado, and Albuquerque, New Mexico. That's 10 warheads. Later on, God gave me a dream, and in it I saw two sets of flights of Russian bombers, and they weren't the big giant bombers. They were medium-range bombers that would have to fly off of an aircraft carrier and be refueled in the air. One flight had four planes, and the other flight had two planes. They all had nuclear cruise missiles, and they dropped the missiles. Well, I believe the Lord told me in His mercy this part would not happen. Okay. Continuing. Here's what I understood of what I saw in the dream. Three nuclear bombs will hit New York City, and two will hit Washington, D.C., one will hit Baltimore, Maryland, and one will hit Boston, Massachusetts. He misspoke Maryland in the video, but correction was made to Boston on the screen. So now that's seven nuclear missiles, but six planes that I saw. So evidently one of the bombs to hit New York City will be an ICBM because I only saw six of these planes with nuclear cruise missiles to hit cities in the Northeast. Cincinnati. Well, he gets off track here and he doesn't come back to these missiles in this video, possibly because the Lord said, these bombers will not fly in His mercy. Okay, He said that to me. He shares how he faced, God often warns with very, very tough warnings and backs off as people read the warnings, pray against them, and so on and so forth. So, continuing. So he shares how he faced opposition and death threats for sharing this prophecy, particularly from people in Russia. Then he goes on to preach the tribulation begins. Okay, that's something we already know and we've already taught, right? He states how the Bible is no longer U.S.'s foundation, and the Obama administration has made law that men can marry men and women can marry women. He states that 62 million babies have been murdered, and America will pay the cost in blood. So, let me say that as it did to Sodom and Gomorrah, and as it is beginning with the deep state weather warfare, Abraham bargained with God, and an angel took Lot and family out of Sodom before the cities were destroyed. America has become a Sodom and Gomorrah. So come out of the big sin cities and listen to what's being said here. So I asked God, would He delete this judgment, and only got that He would lessen it because of His mercy. That's been pretty common lately. You know, I've seen extreme mercy from God on the world lately. And I jumped right to the end of the bargaining. I remember, of course, what Abraham did. And asked if one missile from the U.S. and one missile from Russia would be enough. And he said, yes. I don't doubt in the slightest bit that he put that in my mind to ask and that he gave this answer. I was surprised, but God did say He wanted to show His mercy again. And keep in mind that the U.S. ICBMs have five warheads. That's one missile with five warheads. And the Russian ICBMs have 10 warheads. But God will be in control as His word says. So I'm going to continue on with a pretty good confirmation here. Russian nuclear exchange with the U.S., Garrett Crawford, 4/29/22. A very good confirmation, which I did not remember when I read this. Okay. I dreamed that everyone was stocking up on food at a grocery store late at night. Well, insiders are warning to have at least 3 to 6 months of food stored up. But as far as believers go, we know that God shall supply our every need according to his riches and glory, right? I saw many people rushing at the last minute to get prepared. There was a general sense of uncertainty in the air. Many who had been expecting an event to happen were already prepared. And let me say that it may be that these will have to help those around them, and miracles will happen. You know, the Lord said, give it, it'll be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. Amen. For some reason, Sylvester Stallone was in the dream, and he was getting prepared too, but he had lost heart, and his courage had left him, and he was not mentally or spiritually prepared. Sylvester, I believe, plays the part of a strong warrior, so to speak, but it appears that even they will lose heart through the things coming. I told him he could stay with me as I had been preparing for this for some time. The most important way to prepare, this is me now, is spiritually, because the word says righteousness delivereth from death. That's the only real preparation you're going to have right there. And so even if you go, you will be in the kingdom of God, and that's great. That's better than here. And as we were leaving the store, I noticed many people's cars had been stolen from the parking lot while they were buying supplies. Well, people came out to find their cars were gone. They were in disbelief. Sylvester and I thought that my car had been stolen too, but we eventually found it. So, having their car stolen out of the parking lot, a parking lot is where their vehicles are at rest, right? Okay, and I believe the peace will be taken from the vessels of many. But also, in the natural, the deep state would do this to put people at their mercy, which is nil, right? They just want to kill people. We were somewhere talking, and he could not understand why I was happy and not scared. He felt he had so much more to live for on this earth, and he was upset that it was all being taken from him. Well, many lives will be turned upside down in order to get their attention and cause them to seek the Lord once he has destroyed their worldly idols. And he went on to say, I, on the other hand, had no love for the world and the things in it. I could literally feel nothing because this earth had no hold on me. I felt freer than any man alive. Well, John 12:25 says, he that loveth his life loseth this, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Amen. We know there's a better place. Around this time, I had a flashback to the beginning of the day. It was light outside, and the sun was out. I was walking through the parking lot of the grocery store, and the word of the Lord came to me saying, at this time, the wise will shine brighter than the sun and will instruct many. Sounds pretty close to a verse in Daniel. The wise will be anointed with the wisdom of Jesus, and they will instruct many in the way of righteousness. And many people are going to have more interest in salvation. So the next thing I knew, the scene changed, and I was at my dad's house in Bethel. That's a word meaning house of bread, right? It represents the Father's house of bread, those feeding on the bread from heaven, Jesus Christ, the word of the Lord, will be in the rest, right? Which is because of faith, right? I was all alone with my dogs and cat, the elect among all the factious dogs and rebellious cats, because that's kind of what they represent, to God and his word will return to the Father's house. Many people will, you know, who've been playing around out in the world, suddenly get religion. Well, we hope they get more than that, right? I remember watching the war in Ukraine taking place over my dad's house like an open vision. So here he ties it into Ukraine, okay? But it was something tangible that I was actually experiencing. Like the death angel, this is me now, like the death angel that passed over the houses of the Israelites, this war and its fallout will pass over the elect of God. Okay, back to his revelation. I saw that America had been assisting Ukraine. I even saw America launching attacks to aid Ukraine. Well, that all came to pass. But there was a grave mistake made, and an American missile, one, had been launched accidentally, and it hit a Russian target. You can tell further down that he didn't believe it was an accident. Well, notice that one missile, as I was told, although I did not remember this dream, I was told there would be one missile. Will this be accidental or on purpose? Well, the deep state has been provoking the nuclear option and would love to escalate this conflict to continue to deflect away from the D-class of all of their evil crimes that are coming to light, and to depopulate and to try to derail the elections so that they can hold on to power. They know that the elections are not going to favor them no matter how much they cheat. Okay. Also, it was admitted that the U.S. helped the Ukrainians sink the Russian flagship Moskva, and it was an American missile. Well, let me also say, no one would admit this unless they wanted the Russians to retaliate against the United States, as the deep state does. Moskva led the naval assault during the 2022 Russian invasion of Ukraine. And from February 2022 until her sinking on the 14th of April 2022. So this, he goes on to say, the so-called accidental, quote-unquote, missile strike caused the whole world to stop. Everyone wondered what Russia would do, but no one expected that Russia would retaliate against America. Putin has come out publicly and warned that any attack on Russia by NATO or U.S., because he knows this administration, right, and Western forces during this Ukraine conflict would be reciprocated, presumably against the deep state, since he knows they are the real enemy and he's been fighting them in his country. Yeah. So then I watched what appeared to be a large missile silo open, and a projectile came out and was fired at America. We'll notice again, one missile. The missile hit America inside her borders, and everyone was in a state of shock. No one actually believed Russia would retaliate, but they did, and with fierce wrath. Well, let me say, Putin and Russia have been fighting the deep state, and they would know this missile is coming from them. They would pick their targets accordingly, So my advice to you is get out of the blue cities and states for more reasons than just nuclear weapons. It's Sodom and Gomorrah. The weapon that they used made seven waves of fire blast throughout America like fiery shockwaves. The sound of the weapon was like a siren. Every blast was accompanied by the most ominous siren sound. Seven blasts and seven sirens. Well, this is, of course, a multiple warhead missile. And also, could seven blasts announce the approach of the seven trumpet judgments of the tribulation, as in the first dream? It ended with the tribulation, which is where that huge war happens, right? So after the last blast, I looked outside and America was on fire. It was just one missile launch from each side. There it is. I didn't remember any of this when I first read that, the top revelation here. And after Russia struck with their missile, they did not continue. Okay, so that's what they wanted to do. We're going to pay back and that's it, okay? A measured response in order to stop the war, right? Nobody wanted to continue that war and destroy both countries and a lot more. It was like an eye for an eye. He said, I felt in the dream that America was playing a dangerous game with Russia that backfired. Well, no, this administration is doing that, you know, not America. So even though the military has moved interceptor missiles to the East Coast in the night recently, they evidently didn't intercept this. The Russian ICBM missiles have 10 warheads. I'm not saying they're going to use a 10 warhead missile, but they have the ones that they're upgrading to up 10 warheads that spread out to different cities and are considered by many to be unstoppable due to its evasive maneuvers that it makes. The U.S. ICBMs have 5 warheads, so it's not an equal response, but God, who works all things after the counsel of his own will, can easily change this unbalance because he does want it to stop. You know, if one side hits you extremely hard, you're definitely going to be pressured to hit them back, you see. So that's why it needs to be a balanced reciprocation. So everyone in America was in complete disbelief. I heard a man say, I can't believe they did it. I can't believe they actually attacked us. After the blast, I surveyed the damage and my dad's house was still standing. Both my dogs were in the house with me and survived. I opened the front door. Could be Jesus, right? He's the door. And my cat was there. So many of the rebellious who are God's elect will return to the Father's house of bread. And I say rebellious because cats have their own self-will, you know. He had survived the carnage even though he had been outside of the house. And then I woke up. Okay. Well, obviously we should pray and ask for mercy of the Lord on this. Here's the war that begins the 7-year tribulation, which two of these dreams speak of. Revelation 6 and 3, when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, come, and another horse came forth, a red horse, and to him that sat thereon it was given to take peace from the earth, and that they should slay one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Okay, well, that's the direction we're headed, and that's at the beginning of the tribulation period. So, here's another one. An angry bear awakens. This is an excerpt from Dimitri Dudeman's prophecies in April 1997. I knelt by my bed to pray, and as I do every night before going to sleep, after finishing my prayer, I opened my eyes, but I was no longer in my room. Instead, I found myself in a forest. I looked around, and to my right, I saw a man dressed in white who pointed his finger and said, "See and remember." It took me a while to find what he was pointing at. It was a small bear who seemed half dead lying on the ground. As I continued to watch this bear, it began to breathe deeper. With every passing minute, it seemed to revive itself, and as I watched, it also became angrier. Let me say, Russia is not what it was not too long ago. It is an extremely strong nation with a great economy, no matter how much people are trying to stop that, and extreme military and military weapons. And then began to grow. Soon it was larger than the forest floor, and as it grew larger, it continued to become angrier. It then began to paw the ground so that when its paw would hit the ground, the earth would shudder. The bear continued to devastate all that stood in its path until it came upon some men with sticks trying to fend it off. Well, I believe that you don't pay any attention to the lies. The Russians have won this war in Ukraine, but the deep state needs a bigger war that hurts the U.S. and Russia, which are their two worst enemies. This is obviously what they want, their enemies to fight this out and spare them. The Russians have taken down the Nazis, the biolabs, the tunnels, and dungeons with the captive children and the evidence of deep state crimes. And they want to cover all this up. Well, what more would they do besides send missiles there to bury everything, right? By this time, the bear had grown so large that it simply crushed the men underfoot and continued its rampage. I was stunned by what I saw and asked the man standing beside me, "What does this mean?" At first, they thought the great bear was dead. And the man said, "Well, that's if you listen to mainstream media silliness. You know, I mean, they were just so stupid. Russia was winning this war all the way through, I got to tell you. They outnumber them 10 to 1, and their military is extreme. And they've been careful. So if you listen to mainstream media, you're not going to have a right idea. As it will begin to stir once again, they will consider it harmless. Suddenly, it will grow strong once more with purpose and violence. Well, they've made tremendous advances in weaponry too." And so on. "God will blind the eyes of those that continue to trample on the sacrifice of Christ's blood until the day the bear will strike swiftly. This day will catch them unprepared, and it will be just as you saw." The man then said, "Tell my people, the days are numbered, and the sentence has been passed. If they will seek my face and walk in righteousness before me, I will open their eyes that they may see the danger approach. And if they only look to the approaching danger, they too will be caught up and trampled underfoot. Only in righteousness will they find safety." There it is again. "And suddenly I was once again by myself in my room on my knees with sweat covering my face." Okay, here's another one given to Richard Swanson. 5 major U.S. cities nuked. That's 5. Okay, that's one missile with 5 nuclear warheads. And he's the author of the book Spare Your People. He said, in 1971, I saw in a dream limited nuclear war in America. Or one missile with multiple warheads, right? I beheld two or three short successive orange-colored flashes of light off in the distance towards the north. These flashes, which produced a strobe light effect, literally lit up the nighttime sky. As they occurred, I could briefly see the outline of some mountains from beyond which the flashes came. The next morning in the dream, as I was walking through a field of swamp grass, I heard a news report over a transistor radio which was attached to a corner pole of a lean-to. Well, that's from the past, right? The news report said, Washington, D.C., New York City, Chicago, Denver, and San Francisco have been struck by thermonuclear warheads. So that's five deep state strongholds that the Russians would target. In 1971, the Russians likely had mostly five warheads per ICBM, and they have been updating these to 10 warheads. But they could use a five-warhead missile, which would even the odds and bring peace quicker, right? Well, he went on, by the time the broadcast said Denver, I was in the spirit. I was standing beside Jesus. I then realized it was Jesus who was giving the news report, and what I was hearing over the transistor radio was the word of God. As he spoke, his words could be heard throughout eternity. As Jesus said, Denver, he pointed there. And as he did, the Holy Spirit showed me, though it was not quite dawn, exactly where Denver was. It was still night in San Francisco, yet the Holy Spirit showed me where that city was too. I then looked back towards the East Coast. The sun had already risen there, and through some cirrocumulus clouds, I could see the Florida area. I suddenly realized I was up in the heavens looking down. I also knew that during this limited nuclear attack, I would be in Florida, very close to the Alabama border. Well, Philip Barnett was in Alabama, too. Several years later, I discovered that this part of Florida is indeed swampland, just as in the dream. Okay, another one. we call this Bride Protected, as the wicked are nuked. And this was Bill Stingland's Revelation 4:23-22. I dreamed I was in my kitchen preparing dinner, representing the preparation of the spiritual food to feed God's elect. I was suddenly translated to a place, that was my interpretation, I was suddenly translated to a place in the mountains. And my thought was, this represents the choosing of the bride by bringing her to Mount Zion, which is a place of safety from the beast. He went on, although I was incredibly surprised about the miracle, I knew why the Lord had done it. I had a horrible feeling and immediately started searching the skies, and I said to myself, oh my God, this is it, and it must have started. There was a light orange flash way, way off in the distance. Well, the people to be judged will be spiritually far off from Zion and the presence of the God. That's where God's presence was spiritually in the scriptures, right? I saw the top of a mushroom cloud. The Lord was letting me know nuclear weapons were going off in a distance that I couldn't physically see. So let me say, back when this dream was given, I asked if we should pray this down by faith, and I got a no. And when I forwarded this dream to Eve, she cast lots asking the Lord if we can pray this down, and she received three tails for no. That was the lot she was using, is heads and tails, right? Has God planned to chase the United States in spite of their silly thousand years of peace on a wicked nation? Back when this dream was given, I asked, is this the deep state cities being destroyed? And got yes. And as in a nuclear attack, there will be desolation, waste, and astonishment, as the Lord said in Ezekiel 35:2. Son of man, set thy face against Mount Seir. That's the Edomites, they who warred against their brother Israel, and prophesy against it. So this is the leadership of the Edomites, who are Esau's seed, who persecuted and betrayed their own brother Israel. And say unto it, thus saith the Lord, behold, I am against thee, O Mount Seir, and I will stretch out my hand against thee, and I will make thee a desolation and an astonishment, and I will lay thy cities or congregations waste, and thou shalt be desolate, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. Well, you know, Mount Seir was their capital, and this was their leadership, and you can see that actually some of their leadership is being taken down. Little mushroom clouds appeared in the background and stuck in the sky as if it was some computer program that pinned the location of the blast in the distance. As I moved around, the symbols would stay in their places. There were many, many of these nukes going off. I continued to walk up this hill to an abandoned house with no windows or doors. It was made of concrete and looked like the place the Lord was sending me to hide. Well, maybe that concrete represented the refuge that God has prepared for his people to be hidden in the rock. Remember the rock? The cleft of the rock where God hid his people during disasters, right? Their freedom to come and go was unhindered by doors, right? There were no doors. The house had a bunch of silver everywhere. Well, let me say, the Lord will supply for the financial and physical needs of his people in the times ahead. Some say ultimately silver will be more valuable than gold, right? I thought I could barter using them, so I started to break them apart and put them in a backpack. It struck me odd that whoever was there previously didn't see the value in the silver. That's because it wasn't that valuable, right? And because escaping is overwhelmingly more important. And silver will only later skyrocket, right? So then I looked out of the little concrete building, and there was a massive food processing plant nearby. I remember almost laughing because the Lord had put me right next to a food processing plant. Well, that ain't necessarily good nowadays. I thought, oh, wow, that's that. Thank you, God. Be sure and bless your food, by the way. So let me say, food and money will be plentiful among the bride, as the Lord spoke. Isaiah 61:5-8. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. He was speaking of the bride here. And foreigners shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. And you shall eat the wealth of the nations, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves. Instead of your shame, you shall have double, and instead of dishonor, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them, for I, the Lord, love justice, and I hate robbery. Well, the factions in the church and state have stolen from their brethren, obviously. With iniquity, and I will give them their recompense in truth. So God will repay, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. So back when this dream was given, I asked, will this devastation come after the redistribution of wealth planned in the GCR? And received a yes. And Eve asked for a confirming word for this and received Psalm 81 and 5 in context 5 through 7. He appointed it in Joseph for a testimony when he went out over the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I knew not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were freed from the basket. Of course, that was when they were going into the wilderness. They were set free in the wilderness, and the wilderness was the tribulation. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah, Selah. So as the dream changed, I was still in the house, but was talking to a woman dressed in camouflage. I believe this is the bride who is hidden in the secret place of the Most High. She was explaining to me where we were in the mountains, and she told me the state, the mountain range, and the roadway. I can't remember what it was, but I knew it was somewhat iconic, well-known and popular for mountain travel. There was a Native American word, she told me, and I remember thinking, I need to look that up and find the meaning, but I cannot remember the name. I knew more people were coming, some of them good and some of them bad. Well, obviously some will come and be saved in the revival. And then I woke up, he said. Well, Eve asked for a word by faith at random for Bill's dream and received Ezekiel 21:28-32. And thou, son of man, prophesy and say, thus saith the Lord, concerning the children of Ammon. Ammon, of course, factioned against their own brethren, just like the deep state, right? And concerning their reproach, and say thou, a sword is drawn, for the slaughter is furbished, to cause it to devour, that it may be as lightning. And I asked, is this representing a swift taking down of those who factioned against their own countrymen? And I got yes. And this could be, of course, so-called Americans against Americans, the alliance against the deep state, as is happening now. While they see for thee false visions, while they divine lies unto thee, to lay thee upon the necks of the wicked that are deadly wounded, whose day is come in the time of the iniquity of the end. Cause it to return into its sheath. That means get through with the judgment upon them. In the place where thou wast created, in the land of thy birth, I will judge thee, and I will pour out mine indignation upon thee, and I will blow upon thee with the fire of my wrath, and I will deliver thee into the hand of brutish men, skillful to destroy. Yes, they are. They're taking them down. Thou shalt be for fuel to the fire. Thy blood shall be in the midst of the land, and thou shalt be no more remembered, for I, the Lord, have spoken it. Well, I believe that the fake nuclear war, this fear context, right, will turn into a real nuclear war by the deep state's hands. I've said that for a long time, that I thought that that would happen. I'm more and more convinced now. The world knows that President Trump's base are Christians, and they do not differentiate Christians from New Agers who have lied to them about peace and safety, right? But this will, because they don't believe in the Book of Revelation, even though it has a perfect numeric pattern, just like the rest of the Bible. Yeah. So this will set the stage for the sudden destruction. When they're saying peace and safety, sudden destruction will come upon them, right? And in the second 3.5 years of the tribulation, the world beast will make war against the Christians in Revelation 13. Okay, this is From the Edge, Hyssop Chronicles, Larry W. Taylor, September 21st, 2002. I saw an eagle standing proud and tall, and the eagle was turning to fight some enemy that was before it. I would say the deep state. The proud eagle, all dressed for battle, turned and faced the enemy before it, and just as the eagle started forward towards the enemy, I saw a knife being thrust into the back of the proud and surprised eagle. My thought was that the deep state Judases start a limited nuclear war with Russia. As the eagle staggered from the knife wound to its back, I saw nuclear arrows come from the enemy and that it had been facing and hit the eagle. So the deep state caused the retaliation against the United States. The vision, because they're traitors. The vision faded at this point, so I did not see the result of the attack on the eagle. Okay, here's a second part of this revelation. Missiles of October, September the 7th, 2002. I thought I would relate a dream to you I had in the early 1980s. I had been in prayer for about a week, and on the last day of my prayer fast, I became very sleepy. So sleepy that I couldn't keep my head up. I struggled against sleep as I was trying to hear the Lord. And I lay back on the bed for a minute, but as soon as my head hit the bed, I was asleep. I immediately had a dream. In the dream, I saw a long line of missile silos. I had the knowledge in the dream that these were missiles no one ever thought would be fired. I could not tell who the missiles belonged to. As the dream progressed, I saw the missiles begin to fire and to lift out of their silos. And I noted that not all the missiles were fired, but only a certain number were fired. And I saw the missiles fired go up into the sky and reach a peak and then start to arch and fall back towards the earth. Towards its target. I did not see who or what the target was, but as the missiles began to fall towards their targets, I heard in my dream what sounded like a loud audible voice. These are the missiles of October. Of course, it didn't say what year, but suppose it is this year. So this voice woke me up fully awake, and I sat up with a start. I still remember in vivid detail the dream of the missiles and the voice that declared they were of October. No year was given. Well, if the deep state was going to fire at the Russians to make a war, wouldn't they do it before the election to stop it? Since they are too far behind to get away with cheating this time? A possibility. 1 Thessalonians 5:3 says, "For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." 2 Chronicles 20:20. "Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." Amos 3:7. "Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants the prophets." Well, take this to prayer, please. In fact, if I was you, I'd go back through it and pray it. You know, I believe you'll get the same answers we got. God bless you, saints. Keep this in prayer, and this is going to cause a revival. I can guarantee it. The Lord bless you and keep you. Amen.